weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Plans to close Chesterton Medical Centre's out of hours service and move them to Addenbrookes Hospital have met with widespread opposition. The Cambridgeshire and Peterborough Clinical Commissioning Group is midway through a six-week consultation. Chris Powell, as you heard a few moments ago, is one of the campaigners and he's with me now. Hello again, Chris. Thanks very much for coming in.
Hi.
I'm wondering here, because you've got one side of the city, I suppose, is where the Chesterton Medical Centre is, but Addenbrookes, the other side, where people suggest that if the service was moved there, then it would be near to a top centre of excellence, top medical skills. How do you see it?
Well, you have to understand that the north of Cambridge has got the most concentration of population in the whole city. It's also got some of the more deprived neighbourhoods, people with special needs. And the Chesterton Medical Centre was set up in that location in order to be easily accessible, you know, for those sort of people. It's also fairly easy accessible for the rest of the town as well. It's not.
How
it's
long
not
has he been there for?
I couldn't tell you exactly how long it's been. It's a fairly modern building, but it's on the site of the old Chesterton Hospital.
Right, which
so
been there
there's
for quite
a history
some time.
Of a medical centre there for quite some time. The current system, probably some people may not understand how it all works, is that if you need urgently to see a GP, a doctor, then you dial 111, and there they triage your call, and if it's appropriate for you to go to the out of hours center, which is what it is, then you will get an appointment to go.
So the idea is you almost have to be invited. The person who's taking the call on the 111 service will
yes.
say, okay, you sound like you need some care.
Exactly.
You better come to us or get somebody to take us. And if it's, I don't know, if it's a worse condition, then they might still send you and tell you to report to Addenbrookes. Am
yes.
I understanding
oh, yeah.
that correctly?
The 111 service might well just say go directly to Addenbrookes. They may even send an ambulance around to take you there.
So I sometimes wonder if part of the problem is that people simply aren't aware of 111, and if you're feeling queasy and it's 8:30 of an evening, then you just get in the car or jump in a taxi and ask to be taken to Addenbrookes, and even the prospect of either calling 111 or paying a visit to Chesterton doesn't even cross a lot of people's minds.
Well, that is a problem. It's not really that significant in this case, but of course that you do get a lot of people turning up at Addenbrookes at A&E. You know, they're called inappropriate attenders.
And I suppose the thing is, if they were, as the plan is here, to base the medical centre next door as part of the Addenbrookes complex, they could say, well, you really don't need to be turning up to A&E, but if you go over here to this other service right next door, then we can see you there.
Well, the trouble with that is that A&E, or ED, is a walk-in service. And the out-of-hours GP service is not a walk-in service. You have to be triaged, and you have to get an appointment. So anybody who turns up at A&E, they still have to go through the screening process. And if they're deemed to be inappropriate attenders at A&E, then they'll be told to go away, dial 111, and get an appointment for the out-of-hours center. So this is the problem, is I don't really see how moving the service out to Addenbrookes is really going to solve the overcrowding at A&E.
And what strikes me as interesting here, it's not just a service for Chesterton, but it's one that takes in the whole of the area, and much by the sounds of things of North Cambridge.
Oh yeah, it is the out-of-hours GP centre for the whole area around Cambridge. There are others in the county, but this does cover the whole of Cambridge and the surrounding villages.
Mm. Have you had calls to use it yourself? You don't need to go into detail, so I don't get too personal on this.
Fortunately, no, I haven't. Unfortunately, I have had to go to A&E actually not that long ago, because I did have a problem which indicated that I might have a detached retina. So I did go down there, and I was very, very well treated, because that was deemed to be a medical emergency. If it hadn't been treated properly, I could have gone blind.
Mm. Now, a lot of your fellow residents in and around Chesterton have been campaigning as well. There's some public meetings which have already taken place, but there are a couple more, I think, which are taking place this week.
That's right. There are two meetings this week, and if people are interested, they can come along. The next one is on Wednesday, the 15th of February. That's at the conference room in the Central Library in the Lion Yard in Cambridge. That's from 7 to 8 p.m. And then the next one is on Thursday, the 16th of February. That's at the Meadow Center, St. Catherine's Road, up on the Arbory. And that runs from 7 to 8 p.m. And I would encourage people who feel strongly about this issue to come along to the meetings, make their voices heard, pick up the consultation document, because at the back of the document there is a survey form which they can fill in, and that will all feed into the final consultation.
And I think people have until March the 6th, isn't it, in order to feed back their responses to the consultation,
yeah,
and make
correct,
their voice heard.
That's correct. The consultation runs till the 6th of March, but the final decision won't be made, I'm not sure exactly when, but it won't be made until the end of March by the Clinical Commissioning Group board, and I'm hoping to attend that meeting.
It'd be interesting to hear back from you and from them after that meeting takes place. And I know this isn't strictly you, but there's also a petition which is around as well, isn't there, which people can sign if they want to keep the Chesterton Medical Centre as it is. I think the figure that I saw was 500 or so signatures, but that was a week or so ago, so yeah. I dare say it might have crept up by a few more.
If you're interested in signing that petition, I'm not organising that. There are two women who are organising that up in the Arbury, King's Edges area. I know that they're going around knocking on doors.
So that's a physical one. You have to sort of track them down and sign it rather than finding an online site.
Yeah, it's a proper piece of paper.
Good old-fashioned way, absolutely.
But you will find that in quite a few of the pubs in the area. I know particularly there's the Haymakers. They have a copy of that petition on the bar, and you can go in there and you can sign it there and then.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, Chris, thank you very much for coming in and telling us about that. Reminder, do check out those two consultation meetings which are taking place this week. For the time being, though, Chris Powell, thanks very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
And it's now 19 minutes away from 6 o'clock.